Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The radio and TV airwaves are bursting at the seams with those who insist that a man can cause the blessings of God to fall upon his head by various acts of devotion and faith, most especially as such is tied to financial gain, as one sows seed faith and enriches the coffers of the con men and witch doctors who perpetuate this notion, accompanied by theatrics and miracles of one sort or another, designed to ensnare the gullible. While there are cartoonish examples of this which are in abundance, the same principle is at work in more sedate settings where various duties are enjoined upon the erstwhile followers of Christ, such as bringing all the tithes into the storehouse and keeping various times, seasons, and days. The underlying principle is that if these things are faithfully performed, then blessings are sure to follow. God's blessings cannot be bought, coerced, earned, or deserved. When a man has done everything which the Lord has commanded him to do, he is yet an unprofitable servant and cannot go beyond that which is required of him. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all these things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. All of the blessings of God are a product of his mercy and grace, which emanates from his purpose. Obedience and faith are the result of his blessing rather than its cause. David understood this as he prayed, both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. For we are strangers before thee and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. O Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee in house for thine holy name cometh of thine hand, and is all thine own. Can a man be profitable unto God, as he that is wise may be profitable unto himself? Is it any pleasure to the Almighty that thou art righteous, or is it gain to him that thou makest thy ways perfect? For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it? The Lord shocked Nicodemus when he told him that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, being a Jew, expected that the Lord would give him some sort of advice or instruction in religious duty. Yet the Lord laid the axe to the root of his tree of learning and duty and let him know that the kingdom of God is not gained through human endeavor of any sort. His kingdom is not one of flesh and blood, but one of light and life, which can only be gained by the operation of his grace. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. The joy and blessing which the Lord is pleased to bring upon his people is that which he has purposed to give them. And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. David said, my times are in thy hand. Jeremiah said the same. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. We spend our years as a tale that is told. Christ alone is the teller of this tale. Thus great blessings are assured to those upon whom the Lord is pleased to visit his love and affection. This is demonstrated for all the world to see, as he has sent forth his only begotten Son, born of a woman and made in the likeness of sinful flesh, to cancel their sin debt and pour out his blessings upon them as his children. The world cannot grasp either the scope or the nature of this blessing, while the awakened sons of God desire no other. In the days of famine they shall be satisfied. Job understood this very concept, as he stated, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Peter declared the same when the Lord asked him if he would depart, as others had. Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. That which the world counts as famine, the sons of God take their greatest delight in. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Do you rejoice in the finished work of Christ for his elect, or do you expect to be saved by your own activity?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.